Well, it is time now to check in with truly a legend in her own time. Yeah, Lacey J. Dalton joins us now from Virginia City and from all around the world, as a matter of fact. Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Boy. Good morning, Ross. You know what? This is a wet old morning, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Now, you were just inducted into the, and like I'm telling you this like you don't know it, but for everybody, Lacey was just inducted into the North American Country Music Association International Hall of Fame in Tennessee. And when did you find out you were getting inducted into this?
You know what? They kept it a secret. My road manager, Dee Gregory, whom you know from K-Hog station out in Fallon, he ran that for a long time. He is doing road managing for me, and he found out about it, and he did a whole bunch of the paperwork for it. My friends Bobby Bear and David Frizzell nominated me, threw my name in the hat, and he knew about it months and months and months before I did, but they kept it a secret from me, and then they announced it to me just before, maybe a month before we needed to go to Pigeon Forge for the ceremony. So it was a big surprise to me. And it really did surprise me, because I'm kind of like the weird cousin from the West Coast.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, so, because I do, you know, I do Americana music as well. But I was really honored that, you know, my friends voted me into that thing, and I was pleased to be with a legendary artist like Freddie Hart. He got the Legend Award, and, you know, that was Easy Lovin'. You remember that song? Easy Lovin', So Good Lookin', which he wrote.
This tells you something. I used to play that when it was a current in my as a country
well,
music disc jockey.
I remember that too, Ross. You know, we're probably around. Well, you may not even be. We may be somewhat around the same age.
Kind of, sort of, maybe. So, boy, things have really changed since 1978 when Crazy Blue Eyes hit the chart, huh?
Have. The whole music scene has changed, and you know, when I was back in Tennessee, people went down to 16th Avenue, where all the publishing houses and the recording studios and so on used to be, and they said that there's really no scene there anymore because everything has gone to the internet. Almost everything is internet marketing. There are a few record companies still going, but mostly what they're doing is music that's pretty pop.
Yeah.
It's country music, but it's really kind of pop. The traditional country music is all internet
and
stuff
just a
now.
Few people that are keeping that alive. And what's your impression of what they call country music these days?
Well, you know, I think it's really for party time. I think it's a lot of it. There's some very, very good stuff going on, and there's really quite a lot of traditional old, you know, people going back to the roots and and doing traditional stuff. So it's pretty hard to say what do you think about country music. But Ross, my favorite country music always was Waylon and Willie, you know, those, and Merle, you know, the Guy Clark, and my favorite writer of all was Kris Kristofferson. I like that, what they used to call outlaw music, Hank Jr. In the beginning. That stuff was the stuff that brought, I grew up with country music, but the stuff that brought me back to it was the outlaw stuff, really mostly out of Texas. And that stuff, you know, songs like The Highwayman, you know, Desperado's Waiting for a Train, you know, She's a Good-Hearted Woman, those things brought me really back to country music, and that's the country music that I really love.
Yeah, well, I you know, I have to have my twang factor.
Just in
country, you know. So
there, you know, there's plenty of that. And you know, I live with Dee Gregory, who is a total traditional country lover. And lately, I've been touring with David Frizzell, and David Frizzell carries with him a legacy from his brother, his older brother Lefty, who was the main influence on Merle Haggard. And Merle loved Lefty, and Merle loved David Frizzell. In fact, Merle was about to be the producer and do the entire soundtrack on a movie about David Frizzell, older brother Lefty, when he passed away.
Oh, yeah. Man, that was a tremendous loss to the industry, of course. Well, very quickly, where are your next tour dates? We've run out of time here.
Oh, God. Ross, we're everywhere. We're down at Sutter Creek Theater on April the 8th, and then we're going to Washington, and then Texas, and around Nevada, and then Montana, and California, and Indiana, and Tennessee, and I think we're going up to Canada this year, in August. So we have we're bopping all over the place.
All right. Well, be safe. Have a great tour, and congratulations again on becoming inducted into the International Country Music Hall of Fame.
Oh, Ross, it's great talking to you. Thanks for having me on, and thank you so much.
You bet. Lacey J. Dalton, ladies and gentlemen.